In the name of our Lord Jesus, amen. The passage of scripture which will serve as the basis of our meditation today is a portion of the reading from 2 Timothy, read earlier, specifically verses 6 and 7, where the Apostle Paul writes to his protege, young Pastor Timothy, these words. I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. It was Sunday morning, and a knock came on the bedroom door. A mother was summoning her son to wake up and get up. And she called, "Jim, time to get up. It's Sunday morning, time to go to church." But Jim didn't feel like going to church. He was not in the mood. And he responded, "I'm not going to church today. I don't want to go to church today." His mother was persistent, though. And she said, "Jim, you got to get up. Every Sunday, we go to church. Now get up and get going." But Jim protested all the more. He said, "No, I don't want to go to church. The people there, they don't listen to me. Many of them, I don't think, even like me. Why should I go to church?" And his mother responded, "Well, I'll give you two good reasons to go to church today. First, you're 42 years old. And second, you're the pastor." Well, here we are at the beginning of this theological symposium, and we welcome many pastors and church workers who are with us today. Maybe you've had some days like Pastor Jim had here, where you didn't want to get up. You wanted to kind of stay curled up in a fetal position rather than face the challenges of ministry. Maybe even some Sunday mornings, you would rather just stay in bed than go and deal with the people. Indeed, this is a challenge. Ministry is a challenge. Devotion is a challenge. That's what this symposium is about. Being devoted. Devoted to our Lord, to His calling. But it can be so difficult. Our text here from 2 Timothy chapter 1 identifies one hindrance to devotion. Now, later on in these next 2 days, our plenary speakers will be identifying various hindrances to devotion, to the devoted life, such as disenchantment, disillusionment, distraction. But the hindrance that is identified in our text is that of timidity, being timid. Apparently, young Pastor Timothy was timid, that he was intimidated at times by ministry. The word that Paul uses here is dalia. It can mean timidity, it can mean intimidation, it can mean cowardice, fear, or fearfulness. So he was fearful, just like Pastor Jim, fearful to go out into ministry, to carry out the calling that God had for him, to be devoted to that calling. And Paul names this besetting sin, this persistent problem in Timothy. How about for you? Are there times of dalia in you, of fearfulness, intimidation, trepidation for ministry? Of course. We are living in an increasingly antagonistic culture to Christ. Just as Pastor Timothy ministered in a center of paganism, so we now carry out our callings in an increasingly paganistic and anti-Christian context, and that can be frightening. Then there's also the people in the church who can cause us to despair and to fear. The antagonists and all those problems that they bring causes us to want to close up ourselves and no longer be devoted to them. These are the fears. This is the intimidation that we face as well as those called in ministry. But the Apostle Paul writes these words for Pastor Timothy and for us to encourage us, to strengthen and fortify us. And he does so by turning our attention away from ourselves and our own abilities and our own capacity and our own flesh to God and God's gifts. Listen to the text. I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, to charisma to theou, God's gift, his gift given in grace, charis. I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. Most likely this is referring to Timothy's ordination, where Paul consecrated Timothy for the pastoral office with the laying on of hands. And so the gift is the gift of ministry, but even more so, the resources for carrying out ministry. The gift of God, God's gift given. But then Paul goes on to point out the source of these gifts, the resources for ministry. He says, for the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. The Spirit, with a capital S, God's Spirit, that is his gift. And that is the gift we need. That is the gift that supports us and empowers us for ministry. It's the gift of the Spirit of Christ that brings us Christ. It brings us all that Christ has won for us. Forgiveness of sins, life, salvation. Pardon even for our timidity, our fear, our cowardice. But then it gives us here the enablement for the devoted life. This Spirit, Paul says, gives us power. Power. Power to be bold, power to be courageous in the proclamation of the risen Christ. Just as those first 12 disciples on that first Pentecost day gathered as a covey of cowards, and yet when the Spirit came upon them, they proclaimed the good news with power. This is the gift to you in the Spirit. And Paul says the Spirit of God gives us love. Oh, isn't that essential for ministry? The love that motivates us, God's love, that compels us for ministry, but then the love that we distribute to others. It doesn't originate with us. We become the conduits of God's love in ministry to others. As Paul says in Romans chapter 5, the love of God that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. A cataract that flows out from us to others. This is the source of our love in the Spirit. And lastly, Paul says, the Spirit of God gives us self-discipline. Self-discipline. Discipline to be devoted disciples. The words are cognate to one another, discipline and disciples. So that even when we don't feel like carrying out our callings, the Spirit presses us forward. Even when we want to stay at home or stay in bed, the Spirit in this gift of discipline drives us forth. This is the gift. Even when we don't want to pray, when we don't want to read the scriptures, when we don't want to meditate, we live a life of discipline. And this is a gift of the Spirit. These are the gifts that God gives to us through his gift of the Spirit. Gifts for devotion. The gifts of power, love, self-discipline. And as Paul reminds Timothy to fan into flame these gifts, our prayer is that this time of retreat to this seminary, in this symposium, will be a time of fanning into flame, of rekindling these gifts for the devoted life of ministry. Amen.